Tribal judge and University of North Dakota law professor B.J. Jones co-chaired the state commission that met for 2 years and came up with 30 recommendations for ICWA compliance. He says some of the recommendations were carried out and others weren't, and the current governor should consider finding out why.
That's an issue maybe the governor could consider recommissioning that ICWA commission and look at what's been happening since the report. Because obviously from what you're hearing from tribal people today, things haven't gotten better in South Dakota. And I think that was one of the goals of the ICWA Commission, to make the lives of Native children better. And we haven't achieved that.
But a Standing Rock representative says the state ICWA Commission is not the answer. Phyllis Young says the tribes have to establish their own standards for foster homes, as is allowed by ICWA. Young says unwritten tribal custom needs to define the processes for caring for Native children from now on.
We realize now that we have to fill that empty box that is customary law with written law, creating those rules that we hear in the testimonies here from the mothers and the grandmothers and the relatives.
She says tribal traditions allow for adoption, but to bring a child in, not to send one away. And she says tribal standards should reflect that poverty is not to be confused with neglect. Young says tribes are planning to hold a think tank on customary law to draw up rules for ICWA, something Congress failed to do in 1978 when passing the law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.